where we gathered downstairs and we just assembled bikes and put stockings together.
Una noche nos reunimos allá en el sótano y armamos todas las bicicletas y todos los regalos.
And it was so good seeing everybody just working together. What a blessing.
Era muy lindo ver a todos trabajando juntos. Qué bendición. Amén.
And then the day, it just ran so smoothly. Yeah, we had a little complication in the end, but I mean, for the most part, it ran beautifully.
Y ese día todo fue muy bonito.
And many, many people were blessed.
Y mucha gente fue bendecida.
And that's really what it's all about.
Y eso es lo que es,
debe
ser.
That's really what it's all about. So, this thing is ringing a little bit. Just cut it down a little bit. I got a loud voice to begin with, so
que le mermen
I don't think
un
it's
poquitico
gonna be a problem.
Volumen.
Amen. Good morning, children of the King.
Buenos días a los niños del rey.
You do realize that's what you are.
Ustedes saben que ustedes son así, los niños del rey.
You're a child of the King.
Somos niños del rey.
Nobody seems to be getting excited over that.
nadie dice nada.
You're a child of the King.
El niño del rey.
You understand? God who created everything that is out of nothing that was.
Aquel Dios que hizo todo de nada.
Has called you into his family.
Te ha llamado a su familia.
You didn't deserve it.
No lo.
There's nothing you did.
Merecíamos. Nada lo que hicimos nosotros.
But he knew you before the foundation of the earth.
Pero él te conocía antes de la fundación del mundo.
And he called you.
Y te llamó a ti.
And it says no one comes to the Father unless he calls them.
Y nadie viene al Padre sino cuando él los llama.
So there are those he calls and there are those he doesn't call.
Hay unos que llama y a otros que no.
I wonder why that would be.
¿Y por qué será eso?
It's certainly not because you're worthy, more worthy than anybody else.
No es porque lo merezcamos o somos más que alguien más.
But you see, the Word of God tells us that God knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb.
Pero la palabra de Dios dice que él nos conocía antes de que estábamos en la matriz de nuestra madre.
He knew every decision we were ever going to make.
Sabía todas las decisiones que teníamos que hacer.
And he knew those that would say yes when he called.
Y él conocía a todos aquellos que dijeran sí cuando
él those are the ones he calls.
Y esos son los que él llamó.
When I have a job that has to be done around here,
cuando tengo un trabajo para hacer acá,
and there are three people standing in front of me that could possibly do the job,
y hay tres personas que pueden hacer el trabajo,
but I know there's only one out of those three that are going to say yes when I ask them.
Yo sé que es uno solo va a decir sí.
Who do you think I'm going to ask?
¿Ustedes qué creen a quién le preguntaré?
Amen.
Amen.
The one who's going to say yes.
Al que va a decir sí.
So God knew you would respond no matter where you were, what you were doing, whatever your circumstances in life were.
Dios sabía que cualquier cosa que estaba pasando en tu vida, sabía la respuesta que ibas a dar.
When my wife and I, Pastor Diane and I, came to know the Lord,
cuando mi esposa y yo venimos al Señor,
we were bucking and kicking. We didn't want to.
No, nosotros no queríamos. Estábamos peleando.
Our family was driving us crazy. Come to our prayer meetings.
Nuestra familia nos pedían que vinieran a las reuniones de oración.
And we made every excuse in the book.
Y buscamos cualquier excusa en el libro que teníamos.
And I finally said, and excuse the expression, I said, let's go to one of their stupid prayer meetings.
Y una vez dije, vamos a ir a una de esas tontas reuniones de oración.
Let's get it over with so we could say nice for you, now leave us alone.
Vamos a hacer que sí para que ya nos dejen quietecitos.
But God knew before we knew.
Pero Dios sabía antes que nosotros supiéramos.
That when we went and there was a call,
cuando hubo un llamado,
we said yes.
Dijimos que sí.
And we both looked at each other like we were crazy. We both stood up and raised our hand and like, what are we doing?
Nos miramos como locos y alzamos la mano y dijimos, ¿qué estamos haciendo?
And it changed our lives.
Y cambió nuestras vidas.
Hallelujah.
Aleluya, gloria a Dios.
Well, here we are at the end of a year.
Aquí estamos ya al final del año.
December 29th.
El diciembre 29.
In a couple of days it's going to be New Year.
En unos cuantos días va a ser el nuevo año.
Hallelujah. And you know what? We make a big deal out of it.
Y nosotros hacemos algo muy grande de eso.
There's going to be close to 1 million crazy people in Times Square.
Van a haber millones allá en Times Square.
More than likely in the rain.
Quizá en la lluvia.
Watching a silly ball come down.
Mirando una pelota bajar.
And somehow we think in our minds,
y nosotros pensamos que en nuestras mentes,
that because of that and January 1st, something tremendous is going to change.
Que por eso ese día primero algo va a pasar. Algo.
We have all this anticipation.
Tenemos esa anticipación de hacer las cosas.
But you know what the truth of the matter is?
¿Pero saben la verdad de todo qué es?
I guarantee you the weather January 1st will be almost identical to what it was December 31st.
Les garantizo que el tiempo va a estar lo mismo que el 31 de enero.
The amount of daylight and the amount of nighttime will be exactly the same within a few seconds.
El día y la noche va a ser lo mismo como en segundos.
January 2nd, most of us will all go back to work to the same job.
Y ya en enero 2 todos volvemos a trabajar.
Schools will go back and they'll be sitting the kids in their same seat with the same teacher.
Las escuelas se abren, los niños van a la escuela, right? Con su la misma maestra o maestro.
But yeah, somehow we think the new year something tremendous is going to change.
Y pensamos que siempre va a haber un cambio grande el primero del año.
We always enter a new year with anticipation.
Siempre entramos un nuevo año con mucha anticipación.
And then there's the resolutions.
Y ahí van a ser las resoluciones.
This year I'm going to lose weight.
Este año voy a perder peso.
You know, I sat down one time and I figured it out.
Me sentí una vez y me di cuenta de esto.
I have lost almost 1,000 pounds in my life.
He perdido como 1,000 libras en mi vida.
20 or 50 pounds at a time.
20 y 50 libras a la vez.
There are those in the world that are going to make a commitment. They're going to make a resolution to stop smoking.
Alguien va a hacer la resolución de no volver a fumar.
Or drinking, or gambling, or whatever the case may be.
O jugar juegos de
or they're going to give up sugar, or whatever
the
case. O
dejar azúcar, lo que sea.
You know, statistically, by the third week in January, 90% of people have already broken their resolutions.
Estadísticamente, 3 semanas después del año nuevo, toda la gente ya se ha olvidado de las
resoluciones. But yet we enter into this new year with all this anticipation.
Y entramos a esto con mucha anticipación, el nuevo año.
Well, I have to say that this coming new year,
yo le voy a decir que este nuevo año,
is going to be much more than just another new year.
Va a ser más que un año más.
First of all, worldwide.
Primero que todo, estamos todos vivos.
You know, the whole world, wasn't just us who were watching our elections.
No fue, no, solamente nosotros estábamos mirando las elecciones.
Every major leader in the world was watching to see is Donald Trump going to get a second election.
Todos los líderes del mundo entero estaban mirando si Donald Trump iba a ser el presidente.
And there's already things being changed and maneuvered.
Y muchas cosas están cambiando ya en este momento.
And they're waiting to see what's going to happen.
Y van esperando qué es lo que va a pasar.
Now naturally, nationally here for us.
Pero aquí nacionalmente para nosotros.
This is the first time in many, many, many years.
Esta es la primera vez en muchos años.
We've got a Republican president with a Republican-controlled Congress with a conservative-controlled Supreme Court.
Tenemos todo el gobierno corrido por los republicanos.
I think we're going to see some major changes.
Y yo creo que van a haber unos grandes cambios.
I think we're definitely going to see some major changes.
Van a haber muchos cambios de verdad.
And then we have locally, for our church here.
Localmente aquí en nuestra iglesia.
We are poised to do something very, very unique.
Estamos para hacer algo muy, muy peculiar.
You know, technically, last week, Pastor Jimmy actually began as the new lead pastor here.
El domingo pasado ya el Pastor Jimmy tomó la rienda de este lugar.
Pastor Diane and myself are still the senior pastors over this church.
Mi esposa y yo somos los pastores.
But Pastor Jimmy will take the lead when it comes to ministry.
Pero el Pastor Jimmy va a tomar toda la rienda del ministro.
And I guess officially next week we will really begin that.
Y ya será la próxima semana comenzará todo esto.
But we are beginning a new journey.
Estamos embarcando en una
in the history of this church.
En la historia de esta iglesia estamos empezando un nuevo camino.
I don't know how many of you remember, quite a few are old enough, and maybe those that aren't, probably have seen the reruns of a show that was on back in the 1960s.
Yo les voy a preguntar si alguien se acuerda de un show de los 1960.
It was called Star Trek.
Que se llamaba Viaje de las Estrellas.
Everybody remembers Star Trek?
¿Todos recuerdan el Viaje de las Estrellas?
I think it was Captain Kirk.
Era el Capitán Kirk.
Mr. Spock.
El señor Spock.
Right? Well, you know, their opening dialogue of that show.
Lo que comenzaba, como comenzaba el show.
Their mission was to explore strange new worlds.
La misión de ellos era es mirar los mundos extraños.
To seek out new life and new civilizations.
Buscar nueva vida y nuevas civilizaciones.
And most importantly, we'll probably all remember this one.
Pero más que todo, lo recordamos de esta.
To boldly go where no man has gone
before. Ir donde ningún hombre ha ido antes.
Well, we
nosotros
are taking that step to boldly go where
vamos a tomar
no
ese paso
before.
De ir a donde ningún hombre ha ido antes.
We are literally pioneering something very new here.
Nosotros somos los pioneros de algo muy nuevo.
Far as I know, maybe some of you do, but as far as I know, is at least in this area, I don't know of any two or three churches coming together to form one.
Yo imagino que en esta área dos o tres iglesias se han juntado para hacer una sola.
We're pioneering something.
Somos pioneros de algo.
You know what the definition of pioneer is?
¿Saben el significado de pionero?
A person or group that originates or opens a new line of thought or activity.
Un grupo que comienza a hacer cosas nuevas para pensar algo nuevo.
Pastor Davey was a pioneer.
El pastor David era un pionero.
Many of you don't know who he was.
Muchos de ustedes no lo conocieron.
He was the pastor here back in the mid to late 60s.
Él era pastor acá en los 60s.
During that time, they were still playing organs up here on the altar with the foot pedals.
En ese tiempo estaba todavía el órgano aquí tocando.
A choir in choir robes.
Un coro con sus vestiduras.
Singing from the hymn books.
Cantando de los libros de las canciones.
Pastor David came along and he was a pioneer.
El pastor David vino y fue un pionero.
He began a group called the Gospel Singers.
Y él formó un grupo que se llamaban los cantantes de la palabra.
And he was called Pastor Ross Davey and the Gospel Singers.
Él se llamaba Ross David y los cantantes de la palabra.
Dressed in multicolored clothes in jeans and sneakers.
Se vestían con muchos colores y todo.
Afros.
El estilo del pelo al afro.
Pastor Davey had an afro.
Él tenía un afro.
And they played things like guitars.
Y tocaban las guitarras.
And drums.
Y los tambores.
And bongos.
Y los bongos.
He received a lot of flack.
Y le estaban criticándolo mucho.
This was unholy.
Eso no era santo.
But he was a pioneer.
Pero era un pionero.
And he went on to change the landscape of worship on Long Island.
Y él cambió cómo alabar a Dios aquí en Long Island.
They recorded two or three albums, I think it was.
Hasta hicieron como tres o cuatro álbumes de las canciones.
And things all over in many churches changed.
Y mucho cambió en todas las iglesias.
He was a pioneer.
Él era un pionero.
Remember in the early days of this country, the pioneers, they set out.
En los principios de este país, los pioneros se fueron por todo el país.
They'd have these covered wagons, drawn horses.
Tenían caballos y que tenían sus carruajes y se iban hasta
and
todas
they,
partes del
and
país.
They headed west. They had no idea what they were going to run across.
Iban hacia el oriente y no sabían lo que hacia el occidente y no sabían lo que iba a pasar.
Rivers, mountains, valleys.
Habían ríos, montañas, valles.
They didn't know what weather to expect.
No sabían qué clima iba a haber.
Wild animals, savages.
Animales salvajes, indios.
But they were pioneers.
Y bueno, los pioneros.
And that's what we're doing here today.
Y eso es lo que estamos haciendo aquí hoy.
We're pioneering something
estamos
brand new.
Siendo pioneros de algo muy nuevo.
And if it wasn't enough to bring two ministries together,
si no era tanto como reunir a dos ministerios juntos,
we're literally bringing three ministries
estamos
together.
Estamos poniendo tres ministerios juntos.
Full gospel is comprised of an English and a Spanish ministry.
Full gospel está combinado de americanos y hispanos.
Plus destiny.
Más el destino, sí.
To bring all three together as one.
Y reunir a todos tres como uno.
To create one new ministry.
Creando un solo ministerio.
And this is what I want to speak about this morning.
Y eso es lo que voy a hablar esta mañana.
Because I want to lay a foundation on how this is going to work.
Yo voy a poner la base de cómo va a ser todo.
And I specifically want to speak to Pastors Jimmy and Miriam, who's homesick.
Quiero hablar con, directamente a los pastores Jimmy y a su esposa que está en su casa enferma.
Pastors Lennon and Damaris.
A los pastores Lennon y Damaris.
And even Pastor Diane and myself.
Y hasta la pastora Diane y yo mismo.
Perhaps myself more than any.
Yo mismo más que todo.
You see, there's no precedent for what we're doing.
No hay un precedente de lo que está pasando.
Not precedent, precedent.
Un precedente, no precedente.
How do you say precedente? Precedente.
Precedente.
There's no precedent for this.
No hay un precedente para esto.
What we're attempting to do.
Lo que estamos tratando de hacer.
So we're going to have to learn along the way.
Vamos a tener que aprender mientras
hacemos esto. In order for it to work.
Para que trabaje esto.
Now that's easy to say.
Eso es muy fácil decir.
But much harder to do.
Pero es muy difícil de hacer.
Especially for those of us who are a little bit older and more established in our ways.
Especialmente para nosotros los viejos.
It's harder for us to learn new things.
Porque es muy difícil aprender cosas nuevas.
Now, I remember years ago when Pastor Jorge was the pastor of the Spanish church.
Me acuerdo cuando el pastor Jorge era el pastor de la iglesia hispana.
And you know, we used to have combination services every month, and all we could do was say hi, good morning, God bless you.
Teníamos los servicios combinados.
Maybe something like that. That's about it.
Nos decíamos pocas cosas porque no sabíamos el idioma. Tanto los hispanos como los americanos.
Pastor Jorge decided to have a class to teach the English people how to speak Spanish.
Y el pastor Jorge le formó una clase para enseñar a los americanos a hablar español.
I said, I'm up for that.
Yo dijo, yo lo hago.
I could speak a little Italian. It's very close. Shouldn't be that hard.
Yo hablo italiano. El italiano es muy similar al español.
I went to the first class.
Fui a la primera clase.
And he started teaching.
Y él empezó a enseñar.
I think it was during the coffee break that I left.
Y fue cuando ya al primer descanso que me fui.
I said, I ain't doing this.
Yo no voy a hacer esto.
My brain is just not geared up for this.
Mi mente no está para esto.
I'm too old for this to learn a new language.
Soy muy viejo para aprender un nuevo idioma.
And you know, I've learned that.
Aprendí que.
You can teach people, but you can't make them learn.
Les puedes enseñar a la gente, pero no les puedes decir que aprendan.
I've been principal of the school downstairs for over 40 years.
Yo soy el director de la escuela aquí por 40 años.
And I've encountered many, many different teachers and students and parents.
He conocido muchos maestros, padres y alumnos.
You could have the best, most qualified, dynamic teacher standing in front of the class.
Podemos tener los mejores maestros en frente de la clase.
Teaching their heart out.
Enseñando lo que ellos más pueden.
But you can't make the kids learn.
Pero no podemos hacer que los niños aprendan.
It's only those that want to learn that will learn.
Los únicos que aprenden son los que quieren aprender.
You know, parents always want to blame the teacher.
Y los padres siempre le echan la culpa a los maestros.
Something wrong with the teacher.
Algo está malo con el maestro.
But there are some kids who just don't want to learn.
Pero hay niños que no quieren aprender.
Well, in order for this to work,
para que esto trabaje,
we're going to have to learn.
Vamos a tener que aprender
how to make it work.
Cómo hacerlo trabajar.
We have to have teachable spirits.
Tenemos que tener espíritus que, de aprendizaje. De
And
querer
only
aprender.
Time will tell if we'll be successful.
Y solo el tiempo dirá si vamos a tener.
Remember, we have no precedent.
No tenemos precedente, acuérdense.
All right, now that I have your attention.
Ahora que ya tengo su atención.
Now for the really good news.
Ahora para las buenas noticias.
Although there is no precedent.
Como no hay ningún precedente,
there is no blueprint,
no hay algo para seguir,
there are no plans,
no hay planes,
for what we're attempting,
por lo que vamos a tentar,
God has given us a formula.
El Señor Dios nos ha dado la fórmula.
He has given us a formula.
Él nos ha dado la fórmula.
For how to make it work.
Para hacerlo trabajar.
A foolproof formula.
Algo que no puede ser malogrado.
And honestly, what could be better?
¿Y qué puede ser mejor de eso?
If we follow, if there was a precedent, we followed what they did, we'd make the same mistakes they did.
Si hay un precedente y seguimos lo que ellos hacen, entonces llegaremos a lo mismo.
But if we follow God,
pero si seguimos a Dios,
there'll be no mistakes.
No habrán errores.
See, although man hasn't tried this, God has.
Como el hombre ha tratado de hacerlo, ya Dios lo ha hecho.
And if we follow his instructions and learn from his teaching,
sus indicaciones y aprendemos de sus enseñanzas,
we will be successful.
Seremos más que vencedores, digamos.
Who knows? We may lay a foundation for others to follow.
vamos a poner la base para que otros sigan lo mismo.
You know, I was once in a meeting, Pastor Odom, the previous pastor before us that was here.
Una reunión con el pastor Odom, otro pastor que hubo aquí.
He used to gather local pastors and they'd meet in the, it used to be the Spanish chapel at the time.
Nos reuníamos varios pastores de la área aquí en la...
Every Tuesday morning, and I couldn't make it because I was involved in the school.
Cada martes y él no podía porque estaba envuelto en la escuela.
But one day the school was closed, so I sat in on the meeting with all these pastors.
Pero un día que estaba la escuela cerrada, me reuní en la reunión.
And most of them were complaining about how they were struggling to meet their mortgage, pay their bills.
Y todos estaban diciendo que no podemos pagar ni nuestras hipotecas y estas cosas, otras cosas.
And very innocently, I suggested.
Inocentemente les dije.
Why don't a couple of you get together and combine your churches?
Porque no se, ustedes mismos se combinan.
I know I've said this before.
Como le dije antes.
If looks could kill, I'd be dead now.
Si las miradas mataran, ya me hubieran matado.
How dare you even suggest
such a thing? ¿Cómo que usted puede decir esas cosas?
Not heard of.
Eso no se había oído antes.
We may just, what did I do? I just lost my thing here. We may just create something, a foundation for others to follow.
Nosotros vamos a crear algo para que otras personas lo sigan.
Now I'm going to say something, and I want you to listen carefully.
Quiero decirles algo y por favor escúchenlo bien.
This place will no longer be full gospel as we have known it.
Este lugar no será más full gospel como era antes.
Nor will it be Destiny Church as they have known.
Ni tampoco será la Iglesia de Destiny como ellos lo han conocido.
Nor will it be Casa de Paz.
Ni como la Casa de Paz. Como lo hemos hasta ahora.
Instead, it's going to become something totally brand new.
Va a ser algo muy, muy bueno,
a coming
muy nuevo.
Together of all three.
De juntarnos los tres.
As what could be called our Father's house.
Como que puede ser llamado la casa de Dios, la casa de nuestro Padre.
Now, I'm not saying that's what it's going to say on the sign out front.
No es lo que estoy diciendo que vamos a poner allá al frente, no.
That's the last of our worries.
Eso no,
what it's going to
lo
say
último,
out there.
Lo que nos preocupa eso.
But that's what it has to become in spirit.
Pero eso es lo que tiene que convertirse en espíritu.
It has to become our Father's house.
Tiene que ser la casa de nuestro Padre.
It's not my house.
No es mi casa.
Not Pastor Jimmy's house.
No es la casa
not
del Pastor Jimmy.
Lennon's house.
Ni el Pastor Lennon.
It's our Father's house.
Es la casa de nuestro Padre.
He put this building, this beautiful building that he has given us on the corner here in Copay.
Nos ha dado este edificio aquí en la esquina de Copay.
Visible from Sunrise Highway.
Visto desde el Sunrise Highway.
As a lighthouse for this community.
Como una casa de luz en esta comunidad.
I don't know if any of you have passed by the last few days at night.
No sé si ustedes han pasado por acá en la noche últimamente.
Our steeple and our cross lights had been out.
Nuestras luces de arriba han sido apagadas, están apagadas. And I had an electrician come in
and he replaced all four with these brand new LED spots.
Y el electricista vino y reemplazó las cuatro luces.
It looks like Times Square.
Se ve como una lumbrera allá arriba.
It is so bright, it's unbelievable.
Brilla tanto que es increíble.
Much brighter than it ever has been.
Mucho más brillante de lo que había hecho antes.
You know what?
¿Saben qué?
You know what they called the churches back in the biblical days?
¿Saben lo que les decían a las iglesias en los últimos tiempos de la Biblia?
The church at Corinth.
La iglesia de Corinto.
The church at Ephesus.
La iglesia de Efesio.
The church at Galatia.
De Gálatas.
The church at Rome.
La iglesia de Roma.
Maybe you should be the church at Copeg.
Debemos de ser la iglesia de Copeg.
Maybe that's what we should be.
Quizás sea eso que tenemos que ser.
I don't know.
No
that's,
sé.
That's another whole story.
Es otra historia.
You know, when we were born again, became a new creation.
Cuando nosotros vivimos de nuevo, fuimos una nueva criatura.
Not a different version of our old man.
No una versión de las cosas viejas que éramos.
But a new man.
Pero un nuevo hombre.
Can any of you think back to the day after you were saved?
¿Ustedes, algunos de ustedes piensan el día después de que se entregaron a Dios, que se fueron salvos?
Pastor Diane and I have talked about this many times.
Mi esposa y yo hemos hablado de esto muchas veces.
We were two young kids in our 20s.
Éramos jóvenes de 20 años.
We were okay. I mean, we weren't crazy. We weren't drinkers, drugs, and we weren't part of that whole scene or anything.
Nosotros no éramos viciosos, nada de esas cosas.
We were basically two pretty good people. We got married, we were raising a family.
Éramos dos jóvenes que nos casamos y tuvimos una familia.
I was trying to build a business.
Él siempre estaba siendo hombre de negocio.
And then we got saved.
Y después nos llegamos a ser salvos.
Woke up the next morning and our mindset was totally changed.
Y cuando despertamos el otro día, nuestra mente ha sido cambiada para siempre.
I went into my business.
Fui a mi cosa de negocio.
And all of a sudden, I looked at everything differently.
Y vi todo totalmente diferente.
You know, when you own your own business, there's a lot you can do, a little bit under the table, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Cuando tienes tu propio negocio, tienes que hacer cosas como debajo de la mesa y cosas así por el estilo.
I couldn't do any of that anymore.
Ya no quería hacer eso.
If I needed something for my own personal use, for my own business, I'd make sure I paid the sales tax on it.
Si quería algo de mi negocio que le iba a hacer para mi vida personal, yo pagaría por eso.
Because now I had to answer to God.
Porque ya tenía que responderle a Dios.
Not Uncle Sam.
No al gobierno.
Everything I did and said, I had to answer to God.
Ya todo lo que decía tenía que responderle a Dios.
We don't become a new version of our old man. We become a totally new man.
No somos una nueva versión del viejo hombre, sino un nuevo hombre.
So we need to become a totally new church.
Tenemos que ser una iglesia nueva.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You must be saying, what is this formula that God has given us?
Se están preguntando ustedes qué es la fórmula que Dios nos está dando.
Well, you know, Jesus had just pioneered something brand new, didn't he?
Ya Jesús mismo trajo algo nuevo, un pionero.
Come on. Something totally brand new.
Algo completamente nuevo.
Once he came on the scene and established himself and raised up his disciples.
Cuando él llegó y reunió a sus discípulos.
The word of God says now there would no longer be Jew or Gentile.
Porque ya no vamos a ser ni judíos ni gentiles.
No free or slave.
No libre o esclavo.
No rich or poor.
No pobre ni rico.
But rather one new church.
Sino una nueva iglesia.
And he, Jesus, would be the head of it.
Y él, Jesús, va a ser el que manda.
Do you know, you probably don't even realize it. Now, I'll probably get a lot of criticism for even saying this.
No se dan cuenta que quizá me van a criticar mucho por esto.
But once Jesus came into his own and formed his group of closest disciples.
Cuando Jesús reunió sus discípulos.
According to what I read in the Word, and if I can read between the lines,
cuando yo leo la palabra y leo entre las mismas líneas,
they no longer considered themselves Jews.
Ya no se consideraban judíos.
How can you say that, Pastor Pack?
¿Cómo puede decir eso usted, Pastor Pack?
They still went to the synagogue, observed the traditions.
Y siguiendo yendo a la sinagoga y seguían las sus tradiciones.
Well, that's all they had. What were they going to do?
Eso es lo que tenían. ¿Qué iban a hacer más?
But you find in Scripture, you'll find portions where Jesus was about to, he says, I'm going to leave Galatia, I'm going back to Jerusalem.
Jesús en ciertas partes de la palabra dice, voy de aquí para allá.
And what would his disciples say? No!
Y los discípulos que le decían, no!
The Jews are going to chase you down and look for you and kill you.
Porque los judíos te van a buscar y te van a asesinar.
The Jews will throw you out of the temple.
Los judíos te van a tirar fuera del templo.
The Jews will persecute you.
Los judíos te perseguirán.
All of a sudden they find themselves speaking in a different tense, like they were no longer Jews.
Ya están hablando como si no fueran judíos.
They have become a new man.
Como si fueran convertidos en nuevos hombres.
You'll find it. Take a look in John. Multiple portions in John you'll find them speaking this way.
Miren en Juan y como hablan de esta manera.
Okay, so I left you hanging long enough. Let's take a look at this formula.
Vamos a ver entonces allá la fórmula.
Let's take a look at the description of this new church.
Vamos a ver la descripción de esta nueva iglesia.
Specifically, let's look at what's going to make this work.
Y vamos a mirar lo que esto va, cómo va a trabajar esto.
Now you see, the formula is like a recipe.
Porque la fórmula es como una receta.
There's a big difference between cooking and baking.
Hay mucha diferencia en cocinar que hornear.
When you cook something, you could add a little extra salt, throw in a little spice.
Cuando cocinas se les puede añadir muchas cosas.
Every time my wife Pastor Diane makes Sunday sauce, it's a little bit different.
Ella siempre, mi esposo lo hace diferente ciertas cosas cuando cocina.
Throw in a little extra this, throw in a little extra that.
Un poquitico de esto y un poquitico más de esto.
Always comes out awesome.
Y siempre sabe riquísimo.
Always comes out awesome.
Siempre sabe riquísimo.
But when it comes to a recipe,
pero cuando viene una receta,
If it calls for an eighth of a teaspoon of baking soda,
si te pide por un octavo de una cucharadita,
you can't say to yourself, "And you know what? I'll throw in a half a teaspoon."
No, yo voy a tomar, hacer la mitad mejor.
Right? Come on.
Sí, ¿verdad?
It'll throw the whole recipe off.
Va a dañar la receta.
So you need to follow that recipe to the letter.
Tienes que seguir la receta al pie de la letra.
Now, if we can follow this recipe and this formula that
si
the Lord is about to give us,
la receta de esta fórmula que Dios nos está dando,
it'll come out perfect.
Va a salir perfectamente.
Okay. This formula is found in Colossians chapter 3.
Esta receta está en Colosenses 3.
Now, I'm going to ask you all, if you have Bibles, tablets, phones, whatever, English, Spanish, turn to this portion of Scripture.
Voy a pedir a todos ustedes que tengan las Biblias, teléfonos, tabletas, lo que sea, que si vayan a Colosenses 3.
Because I'm going to read through it, and I'm not going to have Lewis translate it.
Porque él la va a leer y yo no lo voy a traducir.
I want you to just follow along.
Nada más sigan.
And then when I go back over it, I'll have him translate what I'm sharing.
Y ya cuando vuelvo a la palabra, yo voy a traducir entonces.
Now in chapter 3, basically I'm going to be speaking beginning in verse 12, but don't turn there yet.
Voy a estar comenzando del versículo 12 en capítulo 3 de Colosenses.
Because in verse 12, it begins with a word. It says, therefore.
Comienza con una palabra.
Now, I think I took a look in the Spanish version, and that word isn't there in the Spanish version.
But I looked it up,
and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's therefore translated, por lo tanto.
Por lo tanto, sí.
Okay.
Eso es lo que significa.
When you see therefore, it means what is about to be said is predicated on what was already said.
Porque esa palabra significa que lo que se dijo, ya se dijo antes.
So we need to back up and say, well, what happened before this?
Entonces tenemos que ver lo que pasó antes.
So I want to go back to verse 1, okay.
Entonces vamos al versículo 1 de Colosenses 3. Y ya me tengo que poner las gafas.
And it begins in verse 1 of Colossians 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. But I have to back, you know, we so often read the word, and we read it so quick, we go right over it, and we skip over so many important things.
Cuando leemos la palabra muy rápidamente y no vemos bien lo que significa de verdad lo que estamos leyendo.
Look what it says in the beginning in verse 1.
Mira lo que dice el versículo 1.
If then you were raised with Christ.
Todos los que hemos siendo crecido como
saying?
Cristo.
You were raised with Christ.
Fuimos resucitados con Cristo.
Can you understand? Can you grasp that?
¿Pueden ver el significado de eso?
This man who came and suffered and was humiliated and beaten and whipped and then hung on the cross and then died and was raised, and you get to be raised with him.
Este hombre que fue crucificado, que fue maltratado, y ahora nosotros vamos a ser resucitados con él.
Each and every one of you.
Cada uno de nosotros.
And it says, if you really have been raised with Christ,
si hubieras resucitado con Cristo,
set your mind on things above.
Pon tu mente en las cosas de arriba.
Not on the things of this earth.
No en las cosas de esta tierra.
And it goes on and it says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ. Good.
Okay, which verse?
Maybe you could just translate what I'm saying. You died and your life is hidden with Christ.
Moriste y ya tu vida no fue como la de Cristo.
And it goes down later on and it says, put off things like anger. And let's see, in verse, where am I? 8.
En el versículo 8, y ciertamente, aún estimo todas las cosas como pérdida por la excelencia del conocimiento de Cristo Jesús, mi Señor, por amor del cual he perdido todo y lo tengo todo por basura para ganar a Cristo. Colossians, right?
Colossians 3:8. I don't think you read that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong one. I'm sorry.
That's right. You know what? Just translate what I say. You don't have to go from that. He's saying, put off things like anger and malice.
Que tenemos la ira y la malicia.
Your language, your attitude.
Nuestro lenguaje y nuestra actitud.
Get rid of all of that.
Deseamos todo eso.
Seeing now that you've been raised with Christ.
Ahora vemos si somos resucitados con Cristo.
Okay, now we can go down to verse 12.
Ahora pueden ir al 12.
So in other words, therefore, in light of all of that.
Por lo tanto y lo demás de eso.
Now, I'm going to read this. I don't want you to translate this. It says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That is the formula.
Esa es la fórmula.
Now, I want to go back over this.
Quiero volver a meditar en todo esto.
It begins by saying, therefore, as the elect of God.
Está diciendo como,
as si I pues, said earlier, you've been chosen. You've
hemos
been
sido
elected
escogidos.
By God.
Somos elegidos por Cristo.
God sees you as holy and beloved.
Dios nos ve como santos y amados.
Now here, this is important. Look what the word says. It says, put on. In the Spanish, I believe it says, clothe yourselves.
And él dice, vestidos.
Put on or clothe yourselves.
Que se vistan ustedes mismos.
With tender mercies, kindness, and I'll go on in a second. But why does he say put on? He doesn't say act this way.
Él no está diciendo que actuemos de esta manera, sino que nos pongamos de esta manera.
He says put on these qualities.
Estas cualidades las tenemos que ponernos.
Why? Because they're not our normal condition.
Porque no es nuestra condición normal.
It's not our normal condition to be full of tender mercies and humble and sweet and kind. It's not.
Porque no somos así naturalmente.
We tend to be selfish and prideful and arrogant.
Somos arrogantes.
And looking out for what we want.
Queremos nada más lo que nosotros queremos.
So you have to put this on. You have to clothe yourselves in this.
Tenemos que vestirnos de esto.
Just like when, if you're going to go out and work in the garden, you put on work clothes.
Cuando vas a trabajar en el jardín, te pones ropa para trabajar en el
old
jardín.
Old jeans, shirt, work shoes.
Toda ropa vieja que puedas encontrar.
You don't care if you step in the mud.
No te importa.
Kneel down. Doesn't matter.
Estar en pantano, en lo que sea.
But when you're going to go to a wedding.
¿Cómo vas a ir a una?
Going to come to church.
A una boda.
You put on your nice clothes.
Nos ponemos nuestras mejores ropas.
And you act totally different.
Y actuamos completamente diferentes.
You avoid the mud puddles.
No entramos ahí al
you don't do anything that's going to get you dirty.
No nos vamos a querer ensuciar.
That's why he uses these adjectives, put on.
Por eso es que él describe estos adjetivos.
Because it's not our normal condition.
Porque nuestra no es nuestra condición normal.
Now most of these are pretty self-explanatory, tender mercies.
Todo esto se explica a sí mismo, la entrañable misericordia.
Towards each other.
Benignidad y humildad de mansedumbre.
Kindness. Be kind.
Seas
to each other.
Bondadoso.
Humility. Be humble. Don't be proud and arrogant.
Seamos humildes, la humildad.
Humble yourselves before each other.
Y que
and
nos
then he mentions two here, meekness and long-suffering, which I'm going to come back to.
Hay otras cosas que él dice que él va a regresar a ellas, que son.
And then he says, bearing with one another.
Y dice también que unos con otros.
When I read that, to me that means like putting up with one another.
Sí, soportándonos unos a otros.
You know, we have an expression in English when you do something you really don't want to do.
Yo tengo una expresión en inglés que cuando queremos hacer algo que no queremos hacer.
You have to grin and bear it.
No, tenemos que sonreír y decir, sí, vamos a hacerlo.
It's like tolerate each other.
Es como tolerarnos los unos a los
otros. Put up with each other's stupidity.
Mirar las cosas tontas de nosotros mismos.
I said, why would he put that in there?
¿Por qué no ponemos eso ahí?
So it says study to show thyself approved.
Excuse me.
I did a word study. I took a look at what does he really mean here?
Él estudió esas palabras y qué es lo que significan estas palabras.
When he says bearing with one another.
Soportándonos unos a otros.
So the best idea I could come up with, and I love to use word pictures.
Él quiere hacer fotos de pensamiento que estamos teniendo.
If any of you have been involved in any kind of construction, Pastor Jimmy, you can relate to that. I know that Rich has, many of us here, I have. You build a house, let's say. You start with a good foundation.
Cuando construimos una casa, comenzamos con una buena fundación.
You have to have a good foundation or nothing else works right.
Tenemos que tener buena fundación o si nada va a salir bien.
But you build a good foundation, then you build your main floor.
Hacemos la fundación y enseguida hacemos
then you construct all your exterior walls.
Enseguida todas las paredes.
And then you begin building interior walls.
Y enseguida hacemos las paredes de adentro.
To separate your kitchen from your family room, you put a wall.
Separar todas las alcobas.
To separate your bathroom from your bedrooms, you put a couple walls.
De los cuartos de nosotros mismos.
But here and there, throughout the house, you build what are called bearing walls.
Pero ahí también tenemos que hacer unas paredes que tienen que sostener todo.
Bearing walls are placed strategically in certain areas.
Son puestas en partes estratégicas de la casa.
They're constructed stronger.
Que tienen que ser construidas más fuertes.
So they can support a second floor or the roof.
Para que puedan sostener el segundo piso o el mismo techo.
So when he says bearing with one another,
como dice soportándonos unos a otros,
he's talking about supporting one another, strengthening each other. I think in the Spanish it even says soportando, something like that.
Soportándonos unos a otros.
Supporting and strengthening and upholding one another, not putting up with one another.
Sosteniéndonos unos a otros, sí, también.
And then he says, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another.
Y perdonándonos unos a otros si alguno tuviere queja contra otro.
Okay. Forgiving one another.
Perdonándonos unos a otros.
I want you to follow what it says here. Forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. But it doesn't stop.
Ahí no para, como dice, constituir algo contra otro.
It says, even as Christ forgave you.
Dice lo siguiente, de la manera que Cristo os
perdonó. Notice it doesn't say, because Christ has forgiven you.
No dice, porque Dios te perdonó.
That little two-letter word, as.
Es como
it means, in the Spanish, I love the Spanish translation, it says, de la manera. In the manner in which.
De la manera que Dios os perdonó.
Forgive each other in the same way, in the same manner that Christ has forgiven you.
Perdonándonos como Dios nos perdonó.
And what is that?
¿Y cómo es eso?
It's unconditionally.
Es incondicional.
He hung on the cross.
Él fue colgado en la cruz.
And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Y dijo, Padre, perdónalos, porque no saben lo que hacen.
He didn't say, Father, when they come to their senses and realize who I really was, then forgive them.
No le dijo al Padre, mira, no importa lo que ellos piensen ahora, sino él dijo,
Father, when they finally repent, forgive them.
O como dijeron, cuando se arrepintieron.
He just said, Father, forgive them.
Dijo, Padre, perdónalos.
As, that little word as, it's even in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as he has forgiven us.
Está en el Padre Nuestro también.
You understand what that's saying? Not because he's forgiven us, we have to forgive everybody. But in the same manner in which we forgive others is the way he's going to forgive us.
Como perdonar a otros, como
and you understand what I'm saying right there?
¿Entienden lo que estoy diciendo?
You know, we have an expression, forgive and forget.
Tenemos una expresión, olvidar y... y perdonar.
Now you really perdonar can't forget. You can't make yourself forget something.
No podemos hacer olvidar algo.
Somebody's really done something to you, really, really upset you, aggravated, annoyed you, bothered you.
Alguien contra nosotros nunca
nos vamos a olvidar.
Nunca nos vamos a olvidar de eso.
But what that means, true forgiveness is not forgetting it. It's no longer holding it against the person.
El verdadero perdón no es volver a pensar de lo que hizo la persona contra nosotros.
It's treating them as if they never had done it in the first place.
Es como si nunca hubieran hecho eso contra nosotros.
You're never going to forget it.
Nunca nos vamos a olvidar de eso.
But you can still have interaction and fellowship and love on one another as if it never happened.
Pero tenemos que tener la misma
comunión. That's what we
comunión.
Have to do.
olvidándonos
de todo.
Let
me tell you something, people.
Déjeme decirle algo a ustedes.
It may have already happened if it doesn't happen before the end of the day when we leave.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's going to push your buttons.
Sí, antes de que salgamos de aquí, alguien nos va a hacer cositas que no nos gusta.
That's where I always parked. Somebody's going to push your buttons.
Alguien te va a empujar un poquitico más de lo que es.
It's how you respond.
Es como tú respondes.
That's going to make all the difference in the
world. Que va a hacer la diferencia de todo.
De la manera. So also you must do. But look what it says then. But above all these things, put on love.
Y sobre todo, y después dice, y sobre todas estas cosas, vestido de amor.
Which is the bond of perfection. It's what's going to be the glue to bring everything and hold everything. Paul loves this expression above all. He uses it in many places. One of the most prominent is when he speaks of the armor of God.
Pablo habla mucho de esto.
Let me see if I can get this right.
Pablo habla mucho de esto.
He says you have to have your feet shod with the word.
Tienes que tener
the
la
belt
palabra
of
en
truth,
la
the breastplate
de
of righteousness, the helmet of salvation,
que vestirnos con la vestidura
the sword de Dios, of the Spirit,
la espada del Espíritu,
but above all,
pero sobre todo,
take up the shield of faith. In other words, if you don't add faith
fe,
to all of that, you're going to get killed.
Si no tienes
escudo, none of that armor is going to do you any good. So
nada
he's saying here, above all,
y dice that, de todo esto,
if you don't exhibit mercies and kindness and humility and everything else and in love,
si no tiene
in love,
cordia o amor o sencillez,
it's not going to work.
No va a trabajar.
So above all,
y sobre todo
put on love, which is the bond of perfection, the glue that's going to hold everything together. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
Y que la paz de Dios gobierne en vuestros corazones.
To which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
A lo que así mismo fuisteis
and
llamados.
Be thankful.
En un solo...
Be thankful for the opportunity that we have in front of us.
Ser agradecidos por
we
la
have
oportunidad
thousands,
que tenemos.
Tens of thousands of people who live in this town alone.
En este mismo
who don't know Christ, don't even know this church is on this corner.
Viven millares de personas que no conocen esta iglesia.
Be thankful that we have this opportunity now to reach them.
Tenemos que estar agradecidos que podemos ya llamarlos.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Y que la palabra de Dios sea con vosotros.
In all wisdom,
abundancia.
Teaching and admonishing. Now I'm going to get back to that word also.
One another. Enseñándonos y exhortándonos unos a otros.
Singing spiritual songs with grace in your heart.
Cantando con gracia en vuestros corazones.
Listen how he concludes it. And whatever you do.
¿Cómo termina?
Whatever you do.
Y que lo que hagamos.
Whatever you say, whatever you do
in word
or
deed.
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hagámoslo todo en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Giving thanks to the Father. Amen.
Dándole
Amen.
Gracias a Dios Padre.
Whatever
por medio
you do.
De...
Whatever you do. Now, I said I want to get back to just a couple words.
Él quería volver a unas palabras.
The first one that he mentioned in the beginning there amongst humility and kindness and everything, he used meekness.
Benignidad y humildad, sí.
Now we in the natural, when we think of meekness, we think of somebody cowering in a corner.
Cuando hablamos de humildad, creemos que es una persona que está en una ahí, acogido ahí en una esquina.
But biblical meekness,
pero la humildad bíblica,
is not weakness.
No es debilidad.
Meekness is not weakness.
Humildad no es debilidad.
Meekness actually takes strength.
Porque la humildad requiere fuerza.
And I'm going to explain to you why.
Y le voy a explicar por qué.
The definition of biblical meekness is humility toward God.
La humildad hacia Dios.
And toward others.
Y a otros.
But here is the key.
Y esta es la clave.
It's having the right or the power to do something, but refraining from it for the benefit of someone or something else.
Tener el derecho de hacer alguien contra alguien, pero no hacer eso.
Did you understand that?
¿Entendieron eso?
You have the power.
Porque
you might even
poder,
have the authority to do something.
De hacer algo,
but you hold back.
Pero te sostienes.
For the benefit, for the good of the whole thing.
Para que todo salga bien.
I'll use myself. I'm the senior pastor.
Él es el pastor.
I have the power and the authority to do just about anything in this church that I want to do.
Tengo el poder y autoridad de hacer lo que yo quiera.
But I'm not going to.
Pero no lo voy a hacer.
Even though I have the power and the authority
aunque
to
tenga
do
el poder
it,
y la autoridad de hacerlo.
I'm going to do only those things that are best for the entire ministry.
Voy a hacer todo lo que es para lo
the entire
mejor de todo.
Body. That takes
para el
meekness.
Cuerpo completo, que es
you
humildad.
Have the power and the strength to do something, but you hold back, you
tienes
refrain
el poder de hacer
from
estas
doing
cosas,
it for the
no
good, the better good.
Porque vamos a hacerlo por lo mejor para toda la iglesia.
Okay? The other word was long suffering, which we almost always translate as patience.
Es la humildad.
God wanted to say patience, he would have said patience.
Mansedumbre.
He would have said meekness and patience. But he didn't. He said long suffering. Why did he say long suffering?
Porque dijo mansedumbre.
Because the definition of long suffering
la definición de mansedumbre es
is to be patient
es ser paciente
and restrained
y refrenarse
when you're provoked or angered.
Cuando se están provocando a ira.
Uh-huh. When somebody pushes your buttons.
Cuando alguien te empuja mucho.
Not just a matter of being patient about
it. No solamente ser paciente.
It's restraining
es
yourself.
Parándose a hacer
it's algo. Restraining.
Es parando a hacer algo.
Here's the key.
Y esta es la clave.
When something happens, and some things will happen.
Cuando algo pasa y va a pasar.
When something happens.
Cuando algo pasa.
Don't react.
No reacciones.
Respond.
Nada más responde.
There's a difference.
Hay la diferencia.
A reaction is somebody slaps you in the face, you slap them back.
Una reacción es que alguien te da una palmada, vos le das otra palmada.
That's a reaction.
Esa es una reacción.
A response is somebody slaps you in the face and you.
Cuando responde, vas a decir por qué me pegó.
What did I do?
¿Qué hice yo?
Did I do something to deserve that?
Hice algo para que me diera esa palmada.
You think about it.
Piénsalo.
And then you properly respond.
Y después así respondes.
Maybe you need to slap them back. I don't know. But at least take time to think about it.
Sí, pero piensen lo que por qué se pasó eso.
So here's the two keys to those two words, meekness and long suffering. It's a matter of refraining and restraining.
Es deteniéndose.
You know what it really comes down to? Controlling yourself.
Hay que controlarnos.
Don't. You know, those of you who know me, I like to be real.
Y ustedes que me conocen, yo quiero ser real.
I wish I could hear what's going on in your minds right now.
Yo no puedo ver lo que está pasando en tu mente.
There's some of you already under your breath saying,
alguien está
he thinks I'm gonna, he's got another guest coming.
Ahí está diciendo, sí, yo no voy a hacer eso, no, no va a seguir lo que él me está diciendo.
I guarantee. Please, keep an open mind.
Por favor, mantengan la mente abierta.
We have the potential to do something awesome.
Que tenemos el potencial de hacer algo grandioso.
Now, the last word I said I was going to elaborate on a
little bit. Y la última palabra
bit,
que yo quería hablar de ella.
Is admonish. It says admonish one another.
Dice.
Admonishing in the natural is you go up to somebody and say, what the heck is wrong with you?
Porque usted va a una persona y dice, ¿qué es lo que te está pasando a ti?
What were you thinking?
¿Qué estabas pensando?
What was going on in your head?
¿Qué está pasando por tu mente, tu cabeza?
But biblical admonishment is to bring something to someone's attention or to caution or warn them or correct them of a fault kindly.
Sí, decirle a la persona bondadosamente las cosas que está pasando en ella en ese momento.
So you witness a brother maybe somehow being very harsh with
sí, quizá viste
a sister in the Lord.
A un hermano haciéndole cosas, pues diciéndole cosas malas a otro hermano.
Now an admonishment would be you go over to him afterwards and say, brother.
Para soportarlo a él, vas a ir.
I don't know if you realize
hermano,
it
no sé si se dio cuenta.
But she just lost her husband about
ella acaba de perder a su
ago.
Esposo.
You know, you need to be a little patient.
Tienes que ser más paciente.
I understand what she did.
Sé lo que ella hizo.
But just take it into consider. That's a biblical admonishment.
Considere lo que está pasando. Eso
not,
es un,
what the heck was wrong with you? How could you talk to her that way?
No reaccionar humanamente, sino.
No. It's all a matter. This is God's recipe.
Porque esa es la fórmula de Dios, la receta de Dios.
You can't change the eighth of a teaspoon into half a teaspoon.
No puedes cambiar un octavo de una cucharadita a una mitad. Tienes que seguirlo al pie de la letra.
Okay. I'm going to bring this to a conclusion.
Vamos a concluir en esta mañana.
What it's really going to come down to.
De lo que va a ser, lo que tiene que hacer en este momento es.
Is whether or not we're willing to compromise.
Así si podemos llegar a un acuerdo.
A lot of people don't like that word.
La gente no le gusta ese comprometerse.
You know why? They don't really totally understand it.
Porque no entienden todo lo que está pasando.
Compromise is a compound word.
Porque comprometerse es una palabra compuesta.
It's made up of two words, common promise.
Sí, porque estamos haciendo una promesa común.
That's what a compromise is.
Eso es
It's
lo que
a common
compromiso.
Promise.
Es una promesa común.
It doesn't just mean giving something up.
No es dejando algo.
It means discussing.
Es discutir.
And agreeing.
Y llegar de un acuerdo.
And then promising to do whatever is necessary.
Y prometer hacer lo que es.
For the best, for the common good.
Para hacer lo mejor para el sentido común, la gente común.
So there are going to be times, and in fact, Pastor Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong. We've been discussing what's going on here for months now. It's years.
Hablando de lo que está pasando aquí por años ya.
And in our discussions,
en nuestras discusiones,
maybe I'd say something and you'd say, but Pastor, you know, maybe how about if we were to do it maybe this way instead? And I said, well, you know what, Pastor Jimmy, maybe, and you know, and we discuss it. How about this? How about that? And we come to a common agreement.
Llegan a un acuerdo común.
We compromised.
Porque están comprometiéndose.
You understand? For what would be best for the overall
Porque
ministry.
Va a ser lo mejor para todo el ministerio.
It's a common promise.
Es una promesa común.
There's one saying.
Hay un dicho.
We have to eliminate from our vocabulary.
Que tenemos que eliminar de nuestro vocabulario.
But we've always done it this way.
Siempre lo hemos hecho de esta manera.
But we've always done it this way.
Siempre lo hemos hecho de esta manera.
Well, we're not doing it that way anymore.
Ya no lo vamos a hacer de esa manera.
You know what?
¿Saben qué?
If we can do this,
si nosotros podemos hacer esto,
this place is going to explode.
Este lugar va a explotar.
With new souls.
Con nuevos almas.
Which is what it's all about.
Y eso es lo que debemos de
traer. It's all about new souls.
Más nuevas almas.
Now you might be thinking, but Pastor, this is going to be hard.
Pero estamos pensando, Pastor, esto va a ser muy difícil.
I don't know if I'm up for it.
No sé si voy a poder hacerlo.
Well, if you think it's going to be hard for you, it's going to be 10 times harder for us.
Si es difícil para ustedes, es mucho más difícil para el liderazgo.
This has been my home for 50 years.
Esta ha sido mi casa por 50 años.
40 of which in full-time ministry.
40 de ministerio completo.
Do you think any of this is easy?
¿Usted cree que esto es fácil?
I would stay here till my dying breath.
Yo me quedaría aquí hasta que muriera.
But it wouldn't be best for the church.
Pero no sería lo mejor para la iglesia.
It wouldn't be best for the church.
No sería lo mejor para la iglesia.
So, I'm willing to do whatever's necessary.
Entonces estoy dispuesto a hacer lo que sea
to
necesario.
Make this place the lighthouse it was built to
para
be.
Hacer este lugar la casa de luz.
To draw souls in.
Para traer las almas acá.
And we're doing it because we believe it's what God wants us to do.
Y lo hacemos porque es lo que Dios quiere que hagamos.
So get excited.
Así que,
I believe we'll look back next year.
Porque el próximo año.
And be able to say.
Y puedo decir.
Look what the Lord has done.
Mira lo que Dios ha hecho.
Look what the Lord has done.
Mira lo que Dios ha hecho.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If I was a singer, I'd sing that song.
Si yo fuera un cantante, cantaría esa canción.
Can I, Brother Phil, as a prophet in the Lord, can I ask you to come up and pray over us? Come on.
Está pidiendo que el hermano Phil venga y ore por nosotros, como un profeta de Dios.
Sure.
Él quiere leer una.
Without preaching.
Oh, you got that.
Yes, what an exciting and time because you're in the middle of something new that God's doing. And remember the words of Isaiah when he said, "Behold, I do a new thing." And the first thing he did as a warning, "Remember not the former things. For behold, I do a new thing." It's not that what he did formerly was not God, but if you stay attached to former things, when God's doing a new thing, when the former thing was a God thing then, it will become an enemy to the new thing. So remember not the former things. Behold, I do a new thing. And you're in the middle of a new thing. But this is the scripture, and I would like to pray for you as a congregation. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for what God is doing, Pastor Jim. Just tremendous. I was reading this morning, and I knowing that we were coming here, but I feel overall, this is what Jesus said to his disciples, and it was instructive. Because you ended saying, Pastor Eugene, it's all about souls. Say not. Watch what you're about to say. Change your speech. There are 4 months. Then comes the harvest. Jesus was saying, stop saying, God, one day in the future, there's going to be a move. There's going to be a harvest. Stop putting off to the future what God is going to do. So change your speech. Talk about what God's doing today. Behold, I say to you, lift your eyes, change your vision, stop looking down like it's just going to continue. Look with new expectation. Look with intention. And he said, look on the fields. I hear the Lord saying that. This is all about a new look. This is all about an intentional vision and direction to look upon the fields, look upon the broken, look upon the souls. And God's lifting up the vision of this house, making one new man with a new speech, a new look. See that they are white already unto harvest. You know what that means? That means white already. God's already working in the fields. He's already drawing hearts. He's already preparing families to be part of the new thing, and they're not here yet. Look with the eye of faith. Talk about the harvest. Talk about not what God's going to do, what God is doing now in your midst. Celebrate it. Sing about it. Testify about it. Really. And then he says, when you see it, he goes on to say these words that you will enter a new joy. It's called the harvest joy. God wants to bring a new kind of joy to the church, but this morning to what he's doing here. Because he said these words, he that sows and he that reaps shall rejoice together. So there is a new harvesting joy. And as I sat here and we were worshiping God with you this morning, I said, there's a new sound. And whenever God is doing something, and you talked about Pastor Ross Davey, a new sound. God, hear the new sound. That's what Elijah said. There's a new sound. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Hear the sound. Lift your vision, stand with me to your feet, and I'll pray and turn it back over to Pastor Eugene. Would you join hands together as one congregation, as one people? Father, with hands joined together as one, they only represent hearts that are joined together. And I think of the words of Paul who said, with one heart, and with one mouth. May you glorify God together, for you are making one new man. And there's a new thing that you're doing in Father's house. There's a new people. There's a new mentality. There's a new sound. There's a new expectation. And there's a new vision. Even as the lights have been replaced on the outside, there's a new shining forth out of this lighthouse. And we ask that the Holy Spirit of God would be poured out in a fresh way. We ask, Lord, that every heart would come under the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we ask, Lord, that you would take this remnant, this pioneering remnant, and as a result, let there be new paths, let there be new faith, and let it bring new lives and new souls into the kingdom of God. For you said, behold, I do a new thing. Say this together with me. Today, we join our hearts and we join with God, who is at work in our midst. We don't remember the former things, but we enter the new thing for the glory of God and the expansion of the kingdom of God and for the souls of men. In Jesus' name, go ahead, give him glory and honor. Hallelujah!
Praise God. What a word from heaven, a prophetic word. Amen. And the Father of the church, the Mother of the church, has spoken. Hallelujah. Let's commit it with a time of worship. And we're going to have some fellowship in the cafe. There's some refreshments in there. Lord, bless you. We love you. Te amo. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. The cafe will be open. We're going to take a time of worship. Amen.